The Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining. My name is Scott McKenzie. Let's get going. We're going to be talking about process. Oh yeah, process. But before we get going, let's talk about that industrial grade toolbox. We've got toolboxes and solutions, industrial grade, and we want to make sure that you're looking at ActiveCampaign CRM. You need that for your email marketing. BombBomb, that is that video email solution that brings out that human side of you. And then Social Jukebox, do more with less. Be able to post and be effective at that. Social Jukebox is a great and powerful tool. And then because we're about 100% about your success, the content on this platform, the Industrial Talk platform, is all about education too. Industrial Academy and the Industrial Dojo, both are located out on industrialtalk.com. Go around, get that information, continue to feed yourself with education because it's real important so that you definitely can be a success. Okay, this is a topic that is so important to me. It is something that I have done for my entire 30-plus career in industry, and it's always about processes. Process, process, process. So let's start out with some data. And this comes from Haploops. That's H-A-P-L-O-O-S. Haploops. Anyway, so poor business processes, because what we did, first off, we talked about that elite athlete and what they do, right, in that podcast. And then we had another podcast talked about grit, determination, never giving up. That's also important. Now we're going to proceed into process, okay? Inefficient business processes have five times more impact on the customer than the delivery of a poor product. Five times. Poor business processes. And here's a stat for you. 52% stated their organization, your organization, my organization, had never or occasionally developed performance measurements to evaluate the success or failure of business processes. So in essence, you just sort of, the businesses in general, and I can see how this happens because businesses just grow and evolve and change and whatever it does, right? It happens, and it's so hard to sit back and say, okay, let's just map out these processes and then turn those processes with some, you know, text, document it, and because it's so important. Because another stat here, here's a successful business process analyst in design, is that understanding the business processes and business process matrix strategies and goals will provide or reduce order cash cycles. Can you believe that? That's money in your pocket. Or reduce process costs by 10 to 15% money in your pocket. So let's talk a little bit about what we're doing about process. Okay. You're saying to yourself, man, I do not want to get into a conference room, and I do not want to just start running out processes and just sort of sitting there. What I'm asking you, I did another podcast, and that is defect elimination. You can run processes on defect elimination, okay? So process. So what you have is very simple, is a process box with two little lines. That is your hierarchy process. That's one. Two, then you have a process box. That's just two. Three, you have a decision box. It's a yes or no, right? Always in a question. Do we da-da-da? Question mark. And then another one, is a document-looking thing. Hey, that's a document. So when you have that conversation, hey, that's a document. You put a document there and you define that document. And then the final one is end. That's it. That's all it is. We get into, in the industrial world, we get into this effort of just like, okay, we got to get down this process and we got to go so granular. We got to just go deep. And it never, ever gets done. So I'm challenging you through defect elimination to run simple processes that just map it out. Just say, got a problem. The problem state is got a problem. What is the process today? Well, here it is. That doesn't work. Or it doesn't even exist. So here it is. And then you just map it out very simple. And then you look at it and your team says, yeah, that's pretty much what we'd like to do. Or yeah, that's the process. And then document it and just say, that's it. You can always, and I mean always, go back and do more, right? You can always be more focused on detail. But we in the industry, me too, I get tied up with a lot of other shiny objects, which is not a good habit to be in. And so it's important that we link defect elimination. You've got that grit. You've got that determination. And now we're going to be mapping out that process. And it's important because you want to get up, boom, know what you're doing. And it has bottom line financial value to your business and your work, right? It makes sense. And I'm going to be creating a video out there that is going to be just all specific to processes because I'm that passionate about it. And then you'll see what I do. And you're going to say, that's it? But it's the fact that you're doing it, right? It's the fact that you're documenting it. And it's because you want bottom line value. You don't want to create frustration for your customer. I don't. And I'll tell you, I have. So you're not alone. I've been there, done that. Let's do this together. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I will be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, evening, morning, whatever time you're listening to it. Thank you very much for joining. I appreciate it.